You are listening to a programme from BBC Radio 4.
Produce a bag of breadcrumbs at your local park lake and you'll soon get the full attention of the local black-headed gulls. Black-headed is a bit misleading because in spring and summer these gulls have not black but chocolate brown hoods. And when they're not breeding, they lose the hood altogether. All that remains are a few dark smudges on the cheeks and crown. Black-headed gulls are our commonest small gull, and throughout the year you can identify them by their rather delicate flight action, red legs, and the white flash on the front edge of their wings. Their call is very distinctive, and was the inspiration for naming the gull Kee-Haw in Richard Adams' Watership Down. Although nowadays we see black-headed gulls in our cities and towns, they breed on marshes, moorlands, coastal dunes throughout the UK. They'll club together to mob any potential predators, but this tactic didn't work against egg collectors who in the past took large numbers of eggs and even young birds to sell. In Queen Victoria's reign, one colony in Norfolk provided 40,000 eggs in a single year.
You can download many more BBC Radio 4 programmes for free. Find these at bbc.co.uk/radio4.